When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
David Yontif is here. It's our favorite time of the week. Ooh, grab a cup of coffee this morning, maybe a little scone. I love a scone with some butter and jam. And tuck in, because we've got the latest with Leah McSweeney. Leah McSweeney now says she's made more money off OnlyFans in 1 week than she did the entire time on Housewives. Do we believe this? Are you subscribing to her hoo-ha? Okay. I gotta get on. That also, Shannon Bedore spoke out about her lawsuit with John Jansen. You know, John Jansen is suing her for the facelift they got for the Housewives. And NeNe, you know, NeNe, it was revealed, maybe getting a talk show on Zeus Network. Do we like this? But we have some other business thoughts for NeNe and Kim Zolciak. Here's David. David, what's on your shirt? Starfish, coffee, maple.
Maple syrup and jam. Do you know what this refers to?
Okay, wait. Give me a second. Is it?
Starfish, coffee, maple, syrup and jam. And before you answer, it's pretty obvious if you just look at the background of the shirt. Oh, I just gave it away.
Purple.
Some people out there have got it.
Is it Vanderpump? Is it?
Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham. And if you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'll understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup. Prince, one of the greatest musical geniuses of all time. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham.
Oh my God, people are going to come for me. Oh my God, no.
Again, no, they're not going to come for you. They're going to come for me because I would like to have a show. I would like to have a show every day that focuses on 1980 through 1999. And
why don't
never
you
talk about Bravo again? Well, like you said recently, you need $90,000 more a year to support your lifestyle. This shit pays my bills, and I'm very appreciative to all these wonderful people.
Me too. I just want to get on OnlyFans. Only living in this state, and I know people listening to our shows are like, bitch, move. But there's so many things happening for my career. I need to be here. And it's really just in my own mental mind, yeah. Right? You know, you want to buy a house.
My career, the career helps. It does sadly help.
It helps being
on the ground in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's helping me too.
Huge freaking difference. But no, I mean, it's fine. I just, you get caught up in the way you think life should be. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm 42. I should own a home. And I'm like, Sarah, if you lived in a different state, if you were pursuing a different career, you would. So you just have to choose. Like, are you willing to sacrifice the next couple of years to own an even better home than you ever dreamed? Or do you want the house now? It's just that. It's comparison. Like, I get comparing myself to other people, and I'm like, I should be this, I should be that. And I don't have a trust fund. I don't have parents that can write me a $200,000 check to buy a home, which really sucks. I'm very jealous because I do have friends that their parents are helping them purchase homes, and must be nice. I wish that was me. So it's all good. It's crazy, and I do worry about inflation, for what it's going to mean for young people, because I have been able to chase my dream, and, you know, but it's very expensive to chase your dream here, and I hate saying that. I hate saying that. That's not – I actually don't want to say that, because, you know, the universe gives you exactly what you say. So I have plenty of money. I'm filled with abundance. I make $90,000 more without showing my asshole on OnlyFans. It's all happening. So there you go. I'm putting it out there.
Well, since you mentioned OnlyFans, Miss McSweeney.
I should show my asshole. Miss I don't McSweeney, know why I'm not.
No reference to pigs and being a pig on OnlyFans, but Miss McSweeney, some people call her Leah McSweeney. She says that she makes more in a which a girl, first of all, now can I just tell you, in my building here in LA, where I still am, not going to be for much longer, guys, the Hamptons house has to open. There are people in this building. This is not like maybe there are two gay guys who are very big on OnlyFans. Now, there's a guy from Too Hot to Handle who lives here. We have like all sorts of, there's also someone I've said recently down the hall from me, Kevin, guess what show he's on? Buying Beverly Hills. There's, this is the thing about LA. Everybody lives in your building. So he loves Mauricio. Oh, when he walks into a room, I mean, granted, that's his boss at the agency. What is he going to say? But what was I going to say? So there's this one gay guy and he's huge on OnlyFans apparently. And his boyfriend, this other gay guy, he got him into it. He lives in Portugal. And so he came. So apparently this really hot straight guy from Too Hot to Handle, he was on, everyone knows him. He's on OnlyFans too. But the gay guy who lives here is so big on OnlyFans that the guy from Too Hot to Handle, this is only in LA, right? This is like a real story. And apparently when this building first opened, people were like doing the OnlyFans in the pool. And like, there's somebody who was visiting her granddaughter and she was like, what am I seeing? Now they cleaned it up a little bit, but this straight guy from Too Hot to Handle knows that the gay guy is so big on OnlyFans that he said, I want to collab with you. Yes. Well, now my ears are raised. I'm like, well, what is this? This is the straight hot guy from Too Hot to Handle. Apparently he's like, you know, I want to collab. You're so big that if I collab with you, it'll help me. So apparently, wait, hold on. Pick up in 20 minutes. I'm on the air, so I have to call you back.
Who's this?
That was one of the Gallo sisters from the Hamptons. Okay, that's not neither here nor there. I just have to, they'll call, they'll think I'm dead. Okay, so apparently, so the straight guy from Too Hot to Handle let himself be rubbed down by the gay guy because he's so big. But apparently nothing else happened, but really? These are true stories.
You and I should just do this show even topless on OnlyFans, and we would have so. I know. I'm really struggling with it. Like, what am I doing? Why do I even have? Because Leah apparently is making a fortune. Denise Richards makes a fortune.
And listen, here's the thing.
I had Brandon Graves on from Real Housewives or from Buying Beverly Hills. And he told me the homes that he is selling to people under the age of 45 are OnlyFans creators here in LA.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
They live here in this building, the same building that I support myself living here from doing this podcast in Honest Living. That's what they're doing with OnlyFans is Honest Living. No shade. But I don't buy Leah because the gay guy, this big OnlyFans star, says he makes $70,000 a month. Now that's right. Now that alone, you and I need to go to OnlyFans. But the point is, if Leah McSweeney, some people call her Leah McSweeney. I like Leah McSweeney. If she is making more, so she made $60,000 her first year. Her second year, she hired William Morris and she was supposed to get $120,000, but she got $200,000. Because they negotiated higher, she had to give them the percentage. You know how an agency works. So let's just go with her first year salary. She says she makes more in a week than her first, you know, the year. So you do not make 60 times, or you do not make $240,000 on OnlyFans. I am calling bullshit.
Really?
To
you
Leah
think?
McSweeney.
You're calling
a month,
BS?
Well, a month? I mean, this guy is the star. This guy is one of the top creators. He says he makes 70.
But she's just saying she makes more in a week than she made in a month, right, of working with Bravo.
Yeah, so if she makes more, then that's like 60 times four. I don't think you make 240 a month. And by the way, is anyone on Leah's OnlyFans and like,
tell us,
what is she doing? I mean, like, what's happening on Leah's OnlyFans? I'm not going to join. I don't want to join. But can someone tell me what Leah's doing on OnlyFans?
Tell us.
That's all.
Okay. I love it. And I want to know more. All right. Well, you're calling BS on that. Well, that's very interesting. I don't know.
I'm sure she's doing okay.
I will say this.
Who wants to see Leah?
I do know this for a fact. you make all your money on tips and having conversations with men that subscribe to your channel, and probably some women, and they want to feel as though they have contact with you. So you give them, quote, your cell phone, right, which is like a burner phone, and you and people hire assistants to pretend that they are them, and you get tips. Like someone, a guy will pay $20 to talk to you for 30 minutes. And then, you know, while you're doing that, you're answering eight other guys that are texting you for, you know, $50, and that's where your money is. So maybe, so Leah's probably up on the game. I mean, maybe she is bringing that in. Okay, well, I don't know. We have so much to cover. Do you want to keep talking, Leah, or do you want to move on?
Because
I'm obsessed. Let's move on. I'm obsessed with this Shannon Bedore, John Jansen lawsuit. Now she was on Jeff Lewis and explaining the lawsuit. So curious. So curious what your thoughts are.
I mean, I saw she also made a statement that, like, you know, both of the times I was sued have something to do with Bellino. I mean, she was sued by Jim Bellino.
I actually thought that was a great point she made.
I just feel, look, I understand both sides of it. She said, like, my lawyer wouldn't let me sign the deal. Like, I've been through a lawsuit. I know it's emotionally very taxing. So I didn't want a lawsuit. And I just wanted to move on with life. And he wouldn't sign, like, a non-disclosure. Like, he basically wanted $75,000 and the ability to trash me anytime he wants. We were going to pay the money. We just didn't want him to talk about us. And John's like, I'll say whatever I want. Which makes me think that he's, like, thrilled to be on the show and with Alexis and, you know.
Smart play by Shannon and her attorneys. Very smart play. And I think Bellino has something to do with it. I thought that was a great correlation. Always murky, don't you think? Have you ever been in a relationship where you were paying for the majority of things and then he was, and you thought, are we going to have a lot of, are we going to have issues? I mean, look, I get down about my money situation, and then I look at someone like Shannon Bedore, who apparently was supposed to have this huge high-end meal delivery service, has been on Housewives for so long, went through a divorce where she got a payout from David. She could not pay her bills. She could not pay her bills for her girls, like private schooling and everything, had to borrow money from John Jansen to cover
the bills.
But do
we feel sorry for her? Because she did say on this... She said on this interview, which exactly is what I've been saying all these months, that she said our payment, she very politely said our payment schedule has changed. What she is referring to is that every franchise had two things a year. If you're making $750 and you get paid in February, by the time it airs and blah, 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 you're filming again in like November. There's another $750 in your bank account. For the tax year, you make $1.5. You are now making half of that because everything, unless you're Beverly Hills Vanderpump or an exception called Salt Lake because of Avanti's, is spread out. There's only one paycheck now for these ladies for all the franchises.
No, I don't. Nobody feels bad for her. Like, no one feels bad for me. And I don't expect anybody to feel bad for me. No, I don't feel bad for her. You always think people who present themselves with a lot of money and a lot of opportunity, and she's been doing these live shows with Vicky, that they have financial people in their corner helping them get their ish together. And she doesn't. And so it's become
very
murky.
You make $750-ish. You can't afford a $75,000 facelift. And
Sweetie,
by the way—
no, she could not. She could not pay her bills. Know. That is what she went on and
said. Well, guess what? I guess you could argue it's your job. You need a facelift for your, you don't have the facelift then. You have to put food in your mouth and you got to put water in your system or you die. Short of a roof over your head, which could be a studio apartment. I mean, and food, we don't need anything in life. I don't need the Louis, Sarah. So does Shannon need, if you can't afford the facelift, darling, perhaps you should not get the facelift.
Well, that is excellent, right? And that is what my financial advisor tells me all the time. Like, you do not need all this stuff. And so I'm cutting way back. But she Yeah, so she said like the money was going to come. She knew the check was going to clear from Bravo. She knew this money was going to come. So it was just a little advance from John. And John had never asked for any money back because when they first started, she paid for him to go to New York City four times. They were flying Delta. You know, they're flying either first class, business class. She's paying everything. They're in the Delta Sky Lounge. She's paying for it all. Never wanted the money back because John told her, you're my person. We're going to be together. And it all falls south. And Alexis comes
into
play.
Let me tell you something.
And Alexis has got a good litigation lawyer on dial.
Alexis Bellino has said, because she's posting, and they got some love over like a few weeks ago over Easter or something. I don't know if it was that weekend, but a few weeks ago, someone said like the hottest couple in Bravo history or something. And Alexis reposted and said, wow, we're finally getting some love for this relationship. And she said, by the way, if you guys are not in loving this, she's like, we don't care because John Jansen is my, literally, she said these words, my forever person. Now, Alexis, girl, I got your back, girl. I got your back. I mean, really? Because these are strong statements. So if this comes crashing down, you really want it out there that this is your forever person?
She doesn't care.
I don't know. I don't know. Those are big statements. She says she don't care. This is her forever person.
Care.
Forever. She's done. Look, someone else, I saw somewhere and I was like, wow. And then I went and dived into this, was like, you know, John is smiling in every picture with Alexis and he never smiled with Shannon. Then I went and did some investigating because that's what I do here, but they're kind of right. I mean, I've said it before. Do I think Alexis Bellino is lighter and easier to date than Shannon Bedore? I mean, I do. I'm sorry. I do.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co.
Isn't that the point of dating someone? To be light and have fun in the beginning?
Yeah, I don't know. You should be having fun in the beginning.
I don't want to date anyone. And by the way, whoever out there I'm going to date, if we're not, there's no Delta lounges and business class. And yeah, I mean, you can come into the lounge with me, sure. But the minute I'm flying you all over after like two times, not even, I'm not flying you anywhere really. Well, maybe once. But like, I don't know how people get themselves into these situations. I just don't know.
You've never been in love and like opened the pocketbook. You've never been in love and opened the Louis. I mean, come on.
I feel the opposite. I feel you hold your own until we're at a certain place. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like when one person pays for everything. I just don't like it. I know. And it's just, and look at, I mean, Sheena and Brock. I mean, we can go down the list. We can go down the list.
I mean, I am very, very grateful and lucky. I've never been in a relationship, and I know many of my girlfriends have, where the guy has asked them for money in a pinch. I've never been in that situation. Every man that I've always dated has held his own too. And yeah, you know, you buy each other little gifts and I mean, some trips, but for the most part, everybody kind of paid their own way and nobody was like front, you know, nobody was fronting. Like nobody had like, no, I don't know. No one that I've dated, like everyone was, this is what I have. This is what you have. Let's like do this together. And then really the billionaire I dated never, I mean, you know, he got me like a car service all the time and everything, but that was just because he was an alcoholic and wasn't driving anywhere. So.
By the way, I feel bad for Shannon, but this does make the OC cheesy. Slightly more interesting. Like I'm more this return of Tamrat. She's wrapped in the corner. I always thought she loved Munster, but she loves Gouda. It didn't really excite me. That return of Heather Dubrow excited me, and then that was good for a few minutes.
Who cares what she and Tara are doing?
Like this could be. And we have Vicky coming for Shannon. Like I have to say, the OC next season has got me. I'm awake. I mean, you can't script this.
I need Gretchen and Slade back, and their daughter is so cute, and she is like Slade's twin. And it's just, I'm like, oh my god, why isn't Gretchen Rossi been back? What, you are a Bravo insider. You've spoken to everyone. What did Gretchen do, or does Gretchen just not want back? What's the deal?
I mean, I think a little bit. Look, I don't think Tamara really wants to work with Gretchen. I mean, this Tamara, she was so humble that year that she was kicked to the curb. I mean, this bitch, shit has gone to her fucking head, that Tamara. It's gone to her head. Treating little Vicky like this, my Victoria Gumbelson. Not nice, Tamara, not nice. Why is Brielle not, what is this? Here's the problem. It's, you cry wolf. So Zolciak posts a few weeks ago, okay, pray for Brielle.
We've moved on. Switching. Wait, do you, okay. Yeah. So no, you, do ask we don't me really, more. No. I just want to close this chapter. So we really don't know why Gretchen has never been back, except for perhaps the rat has said
rat.
Gretchen or me, right? Could be potentially one of the reasons.
I'm blaming, I think the rat has a lot to do with it.
Now moving on. Now tell me about Brielle.
She scurries. Do you know that she scurries in that when she sees a piece of cheese in the corner, which is usually Gouda because that's her favorite, she runs and gets it.
I do. I've seen her podcast.
I mean,
scurry right off to that cheese.
She's not a nice woman. I'm sorry. She's just not. I mean, I don't know. Victoria's hurt. Victoria's hurt over it, to be honest with you. And we're going to see it play out next season. Right. It might be, I haven't been this excited for the boring ass, motherfucking boring, falling asleep at my computer OC in years. And I'm kind of like awake now.
Me too.
This might be a good season of the OC.
Me too.
Why, this is the problem. This Zolciak Bierman, who I have said before, I find her to just be, I'm trying to be nice, but I find nothing redeeming about Kim Zolciak, to be honest with you. I really don't. So now it's like she's forced to sell the SUV or whatever it is.
The Range Rover has been repoed. It is being repoed. Right. Brielle was supposed to make $1,800 a month Range Rover payments. They have not made those, I believe, in like 6 to 8 months. And, you know, it just adds up for debt, right? I think this Range Rover was initially $88,000 or something like that. Brielle has tried to make payments. They have every excuse. Like, Brielle's going to make them, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they can't afford their lifestyle. So the car's being repoed. Mm-hmm. And they just, I mean, I've read that the girls are filming their own reality show. So separate from Bravo.
Can I just tell you, I had Brielle on this podcast, like, I don't know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. Go and listen to the episode. And she talked about this spinoff after Don't Be Tardy has been canceled. And I was like, at that time, this isn't real. Like, where They're filming. No, there's no network attached to this. Nothing is being filmed. No offense to MJ and Gigi. I've had both of them on my show. Just like the Shaws are filming their own thing. We all can film something. Do you want to film a reality show? Do you want to get cameras and you and I do a sizzle reel? That is not a reality show. That is called you are using your own money, your own money to film this.
Yeah.
And then you are shopping it around. That is not the same as here is a contract. We'll sign on the dotted line. There's a restaurant called Sir, and there's this woman named Lisa that we love from Beverly Hills Housewives, and you all have a contract for $1,000 an episode, and we're filming on our dime. So there's no reality show that the girls are filming. Lisa. They might be, you know.
Yes.
You know, they might be doing their own thing, but why is Kim a few weeks ago or whatever posting, pray for Brielle, lying on a hospital bed? Is something wrong with Brielle? Because guess what? If Brielle's in the hospital, nobody actually cares now because of all the fucking fake headlines you have posted for the past 2 fucking years for clicks. So I don't, do we know what's going on with Brielle?
No, I don't know. I don't, because Kim does this, to your point. She goes to this well so often, and she goes to this well, is Brielle pregnant? Am I pregnant? You know, she does this all the time to get clicks to her blog. And no, I don't pay any attention. I'm with you. I think that I just don't think anyone has any interest in them. I really don't. And I think they're trying desperately. It's over. Unless, now, I keep reading rumors that Kim is in the running to come back to RHOA. I know you tell me no.
Fake news.
You really think?
Yeah, I think her, I mean, I do. I really do. I think her life, I think she's headed to being out of the age group, first of all, of what they're looking for. But I think her life is too low rent and messy. I don't think they want this disastrous mess on the show.
Well, I think she'll be cast either on a Traitors or on, this reality.
I don't even know. There's really? So many people on the Traitors and Villains. Teresa just went. There's so many people. I think Traitors is too now high a bar. I think Traitors is now getting into that Dancing with the Stars like genre of like, they can get A-list on Traitors. Like they can choose from current housewives. I mean, Rinna's not going to do it, but they can choose like a Sutton. Can you imagine Miss Sutton Strack and all her money going on to live in a hotel down the street? You don't stay in that damn castle, honey. No, I think Traitors is a hard, is like a hard one to get now. So I have to be honest with you. No, I don't think so. I don't think Kim is employable. But by the way, just do we see a trend here? Kim is never going to be back on the network. Nene is never going to be back on the network. Again, get your fucking egos out of the way. Why can there be a, I mean, we have Alexia and Marisol. People are listening to that podcast.
They are.
We have Teddy. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where is it? I've never said, okay.
No, we have Teddy's spinoff with Emily Simpson. Has anyone listened to even a minute of that? Where is Nene Likas, Nelithia Leaks, and Zosiak Berriman, Kim? Kim and Nene, where is that podcast? There's no money, Nene. Get off your fucking high horse. She did just work for the Upshaws. And sign up for that podcast. And you sign up for it, Kim, because you're fucking losing your goddamn house. Here I go. I'm getting angry. You're losing everything. Kim is one step away from living in the fucking streets with Brielle, sleeping on the goddamn fucking side of the street. Do a podcast. The pay is zero. Okay, when you get the downloads, the second week you might make $1. And when you actually are making money and it's successful, you'll be well off like Sarah Fraser and Tamra Judge. So like that's how the podcast world works. So Nene and Kim, that is the podcast that human beings, if they both shut up long enough to let the other one talk, that's a podcast that would be, there should be the 2T's version of Nene and Kim. There you go. That
would be
could
epic.
Work.
Epic. I will say this, though. Why aren't Brielle and Kim on OnlyFans? Are they? Why aren't they doing a mom-daughter OnlyFans? That would make a ton of money, too.
I think I've said this here before. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Why aren't they? Brielle Bierman on OnlyFans would make, if Leah McSweeney, you call her Leah McSweeney, okay? You call Tamra Tamra, I call her the rat. If Leah McSweeney can make money on OnlyFans, Brielle Bierman, I think, could make a gazillion dollars. The girl is hot, whether she's your type or not, guys. She ain't my type, but she's hot. She's like sex on a stick. Yeah, if there was a mother, you mean to tell me Kim and Brielle, no, they're not going to fuck on camera. Get your minds out of the gutter, people. But there's a lot that goes on OnlyFans. Guess what? They're not, I don't see lots of fucking on OnlyFans. I don't see, this whole platform is just one big cock tease. Okay, it's one big fucking cock tease.
Wow, he's
and then you're left there with your dick in your hand alone. So it's there's no nudity. Kim doesn't need to like get naked with her daughter. There's so much that they could be sitting there and Brielle could be like, it's hot. And Kim could be like, oh, it's Atlanta in the summer, darling. Open the window. A fan is blowing on Brielle. She's in like a skimpy top, but not naked. And Kim could be like, darling, let me help you. And she could fan her. And Brielle could be like, oh, I'm just so hot, mama. That's all they need to do. And it will make a lot of money. So where are people, you know?
That is so great. That is, I love it. But you're right. And I don't know. This is too in the weeds. But I don't know that to tease. I feel like all the shows they have is actually hurting them.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I know. I feel like it's hurting them instead of helping. All right, y'all. Love you. Thank you for listening to The Sarah Fraser Show. And subscribe. By the way, Apple did this reset in the fall where they booted off longtime subscribers. Can you believe they did that to us? My God, some of you have been with me for 8 years. So log back into your Apple app, hit subscribe, tell a girlfriend, tell a boyfriend. Bye, everybody.